absentee ballots in the mail, provisional votes waiting for eligibility to be determined, and military votes. Ron Michelson, former executive director of the Illinois State Board of Elections, calls those loose ends that must be tied up.
Military votes usually are Republican votes. That's the conventional wisdom. So I'm sure the senator is banking on the fact that when the military ballots are counted, he's going to pick up some votes.
Michelson recalls the 1982 governor's race between Jim Thompson and Adlai Stevenson that had a difference of 5,074 votes, and the final count wasn't official for about a month. At the Illinois Capitol, Melissa Hahn, News Radio 780 WBBM.